Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says successful Johannesburg G20 summit will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. Israel claims precision strike killed senior Hezbollah commander Haitham Ali Tabatabai in Beirut suburbs. Europe agrees to re-invite Russia to G8 after conflict in Ukraine is settled. And India's Abhinav Deshwal wins gold medal in 25-meter pistol event at Deaflympics in Tokyo. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the successful conduct of the Johannesburg G20 summit, saying it will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also thanked the people of South Africa, the President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the government of South Africa for organizing the summit. The Prime Minister said his meetings and interactions with world leaders were very fruitful and will deepen India's bilateral linkages with various nations. Mr. Modi returned to New Delhi this morning after attending the two-day G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg. PM Modi began his official visit to South Africa on Friday and held talks with several key leaders, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Frederick Merz, WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali, IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Modi addressed the third session of the G20 summit, which focused on ensuring a fair and just future for all, with a focus on sectors such as critical minerals, AI and more. The Prime Minister called for promoting technology that is human-centric, global and open source instead of merely finance-centric, national and exclusive in nature. Mr. Modi said this is also what they are working towards in India, as seen in broader participation in areas such as digital payments, space technology and AI. The Prime Minister said India's approach to AI is based on three pillars: equitable access, population scale skilling and responsible deployment. He said India's AI mission is working to ensure that the benefits of AI reach every part of the country, including every district and language. PM Modi said India looks forward to welcoming global leaders to the AI Impact Summit in February 2026. Justice Suryakant today took oath as the 53rd Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Suryakant at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. Justice Suryakant has succeeded Justice B.R. Gawai, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, and other dignitaries were present during the oath-taking ceremony. The 350th martyrdom day of the 9th Guru of Sikhs, Guru Tegh Bahadur, is being observed today. He was executed on the orders of Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb in the year 1675. The day is widely known as the Shahidi Divas. Guru Tegh Bahadur travelled across the country preaching Guru Nanak Dev's teachings. He composed 116 Shabads and 15 Ragas, and his teachings have been included in the Adi Granth. Our Jalandhar correspondent has filed this report on the Martyrdom Day observance in Punjab.
A special session of the Punjab Vidhan Sabha dedicated to Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji will be held at Bhai Jaita Ji Memorial today. Poetry recitation, Dhadi and Kavishar Darbar, and Katha and Kirtan Darbar on the life and teachings of Guru Sahib will also be organized. A spectacular and poignant drone show depicting the supreme sacrifice of Hindi Chadar Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur and his devoted disciples for the sake of religious freedom and human rights was displayed yesterday at Sri Anandpur Sahib. A Sarab Dharam Sammelan having spiritual leaders from various religions was also organized. A special exhibition gallery showcasing the life and legacy of the Guru was also inaugurated by the Chief Minister Bhagwan Singh Mann at Virasat-e Khalsa. The teachings of Shri Guru Tegh Bahadur Ji, who stood as a defender of religious freedom and human rights and embodied compassion, sacrifice and courage, remain a guiding light for the Humanity, Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The United States said it had made significant progress on crafting a plan to end the war in Ukraine during talks yesterday, but no agreement was reached on how to guarantee Kyiv's security amid concerns about the threat posed by Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio led the talks in Geneva with a high-level Ukrainian delegation after Kyiv and its allies voiced alarm about a U.S.-backed plan because of what they saw as major concessions to Russia and pressed for changes. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Israel's military has killed militant group Hezbollah's chief of staff, Hatham Ali al-Tabtabai, in an airstrike on the southern suburbs of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. It described him as a veteran of the group who had held a series of senior positions. Lebanon's health ministry said at least 5 people were killed and 28 others wounded in the strike, which hit an apartment building in the densely populated Dehiye district. In a statement after the strike, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country will not allow Hezbollah to rebuild its power and will not allow it to once again pose a threat to Israel. Europe has agreed to re-invite Russia to the Group of Eight, or G8, after the conflict in Ukraine is settled. According to Europe's counter-proposal to the US peace plan for Ukraine, drafted by the United Kingdom, Germany and France, Russia is to be progressively reintegrated into the global economy bloc G8. US President Donald Trump has recently called the collective West's rejection of the G8 format as a big mistake. The G7 is a group of economically advanced nations comprising the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Canada, the United States, France and Japan. The 56th edition of India International Festival of India continues to create buzz on day 5. Akashwani brings an exclusive coverage of the grand event, a report.
In the hushed whispers of the sea breeze that kisses Goa, IFFI 2025 continues to spread the magic of cinema on day 5. IFFI is not just a film festival, but a beautiful space where filmmakers, producers, festival curators and storytellers are weaving new connections and planting the seeds of future collaborations as well. The Waves Film Bazaar is generating a lot of traction among filmmakers and creative artists alike. Also, for the first time in IFFI's history, an AI hackathon is also being organized. This groundbreaking event is bringing together filmmakers and tech experts at an intersection of cinema and AI. Developers and storytellers are teaming up to design innovative AI-powered cinematic tools. Today, the opening film is Theum o Morte, while the first Japanese film being screened today is Two Strangers, Two Seasons. Filmmaker and editor Raju Hirani of Munnabhai MBBS fame will be taking a masterclass today on the importance of editing. Here at IFFI 2025, cinema surely feels beautifully alive. With Adarshan Nikhil, this is Saira Mushtaba for Akashwari News from IFFI, Goa.
Abhinav Deshwal has won India's 15th medal in shooting at the Deaflympics, clinching the gold in the 25-meter pistol event in Tokyo yesterday with a record qualification. He shot a score of 44 in the final to edge out South Korea's Swing Hwa Lee, who finished on a score of 43. In hockey, the Indian men's hockey team opened their Sultan Azlan Shah Cup 2025 campaign with a 1-0 win against Korea at the Sultan Azlan Shah Stadium in Malaysia yesterday. India will next play Belgium today at 3:30 p.m. IST. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says successful Johannesburg G20 summit will contribute to a prosperous and sustainable planet. Israel claims precision strike killed senior Hezbollah commander Hatem Ali Tabtabai in Beirut suburbs. Europe agrees to reinvite Russia to G8 after conflict in Ukraine is settled. And India's Abhinav Deshwal wins gold medal in 25-meter pistol event at the Deaflympics in Tokyo. And that is the end of this news bulletin.